So I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to take a deep breath, close your outer eyes, and just breathe into that secret place where you feel the living, loving presence of God moving through every aspect of your spirit, soul, and body. And as you continue to breathe, with each time you exhale, just let go of any thoughts of fear, lack, or limitation. Center your heart and mind in the indwelling infinite presence and know the truth of your being. In this holy instant, all is unfolding in God's perfect divine order. And in this consciousness, know that you move through all the experiences of your life, guided, directed, and motivated by the love and light of the divine. Even if things appear confused or chaotic, you are aware of the divine through your own indwelling Christ, making all things smooth, serene, and harmonious. You are being guided into orderly paths and the perfect outcome of any earthly challenge. You are not dismayed by any negative appearance because you know the solution is unfolding. You relax in the presence and the knowledge that beneath the seeming chaos, the divine's all-encompassing, irresistible law of divine order is at work in your life. No negative word, deed, or circumstance has any power over you when you are centered in the truth of your being. So let's just know in this holy moment that God's unfailing good manifests itself at the right time and in all the perfect ways. Take a moment now in your mind to let any chaos, any worries, fears, illusions, or discord in your life to gently surface and just be open and receptive to a new good. Know that good is there for you to uncover, for God is there for you to discover. You look beyond the discord, the chaos, to find order, peace, and unlimited blessings. Let's do that for a few moments now in the silence. We rejoice in the spiritual truth, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was out without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And know at this moment and always that the light of God shines eternally within you, and you turn to the light with every earthly question or challenge. You are in the light. You are the light. Our wayshower told us you are the light of the world. Reinforced by the Spirit of God within, you will never remain in the darkness. Divine light is ever present in your life and in all life circumstances. Divine light and love is what you are. Keep this truth in your awareness by affirming first the light in all you do. Allow illumination and wisdom to guide you through even the darkest situations to the abundant good that is always awaiting you. And dear God, divine mind, sweet spirit, we are so grateful to receive and to be your light on this earth. We set the intention this day to allow our lights to shine, and we are so grateful. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say thank you, God, and so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. Amen. And now let's complete our time of prayer and meditation by lovingly and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever. Oh.